Morning, Farooq. How is Lords today? India all out for 295.
Jam-packed and a wonderful sunny day. You know, the last Indian wicket fell a few minutes ago. 295, a much better total than India would have originally been expected to get. You know, we all thought that India wouldn't even reach around 220 or 250. If you get 295, these are very, very precious runs, very important runs, because you know, the wicket, although it won't be as lively as yesterday, but still, our Indian bowlers, if they pitch the ball correctly, play on Cook's defence, you know, and his confidence, and if India manage to get a couple of wickets before lunch, they'll be very happy.
And do you think the Indian bowlers will have watched how England bowled and learned from that?
England bowlers let India off the hook. They bowled short and wide. You know, they had to just bowl a good line and let the bowler have done the rest. And Matt Frye's wicket-keeping was shocking. You know, I don't know if they have a wicket-keeping coach or what. You know, elementary things. He's going with both hands for a right-handed catch. Maybe he's not fit, I don't know. But, you know, and the lunch, last ball for lunch when he dropped Virat Kohli. But, you know, you don't even need gloves for to take a catch like that. These are simple elementary catches. But as I'm talking to the Indians, I've got the hoop coming onto the field now. As you can hear the applause. And let's see when we talk next what's going to happen.
Plenty of pressure on Alistair Cook. They want to get at him early, won't they?
Indeed. They play on Cook's confidence and, you know, and form. And this is a real test for Cook.
Certainly is.
Come at the man.
Well,
Cook is such a lovely guy. Everybody wants him to get runs, you know. He's a wonderful cricketer, and, you know, not the most attractive to watch, but he's a great guy.
Certainly is, and we'll see how he gets on and discuss that a bit later.
Yeah.